ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not bank guarantee and they lose value.
Well, both teams out on the floor, kind of just getting their last second shots in before we get started. Now Mount Tom's coming to the sidelines to get some last second instruction from Josh Fulcher. Now Marion is also getting some instructions from David Clark before they go back on the floor to start the second half. Mount Tom and Marion knotted up at 25 all. One stat I did forget to mention during halftime, Mount Tom so far with 7 turnovers in this game, Marion with 6. It will be, I was trying to look at the possession arrow. I believe it's going to be Marion's basketball to start this second half as they'll be moving right to left for these next two quarters. So Mount Home comes out on the floor, and now Marion still getting some instruction from Coach Clark over on their sideline, and now they're out on the floor. So we're getting ready to get back underway in this contest. Tristan Heyman will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. He gets it into Boyce, and we are back underway. Boyce walks the ball into the front court. Throws it over to Reeves on the left wing. He dribbles up to the right elbow. His pass into the lane was knocked away and stolen by Mount Tom. Callum Benton will secure the ball and bring it ball into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles on the left wing, gives it there to Jones on that side. Now he dribbles to the elbow, almost has the ball knocked away from him. Picks up his dribble, now gives up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. Benton throws it behind the back, no look pass to Matt Jones. His three-pointer in the left corner will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Boyce. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the jumper, no good. The tip in by Abram Brewer. That's his first 2 points of the night. And that is the eighth lead change in this game. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Now he throws to Bashirs on the right side. Cross court to Jones on the left wing. He's going into the lane for the layup. His shot is blocked, and Marion comes up with the basketball. Here is Boyce into the front court. Throws it, tries to throw it down to Abram. Ball is knocked away. But I'm going to say it was last touched by Marion, and it's going to be Mount Tom's basketball on the turnover. Eighth turnover against the Patriots. 6:52 left to play in this third quarter. Marion leading 27-25. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Peters on the right side. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Gilbert on the left. Back to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the right. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Makai Boyce. Throws it into the front court to Abram. He has it on the left side. Down at the elbow to Heyman. Heyman's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones. Throws it to Benton. Now Gilbert has it. He'll cross the timeline with it. Luke Cruz will check in for the Bombers the next available time. The pass goes to Peters. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Over 6 minutes left of this third quarter. Patriots up by 2. Benton with the ball on the left wing, up top to Bashirs. Down to Jones in the lanes, going up for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 6 points. 6 tie of this game. 8 lead changes so far as well. Knotted up at 27 with 5:45 left of the third quarter. Boyce has up top, throws over to Abram on the right side. Back up top to Boyce. Over to Reeves on the left wing. Reeves will dribble up between the circles. Now he's going into the lanes, going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. Good. Wow. Boy, he's hard to guard. He now has 16 points. Marion back on top, 29-27. 5:22 left of the third quarter. Gilbert with it on the right side. Throws it to Benton there on the wing. Down to Peters in the corner. Peters drills out to the wing. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. Back over to Peters on the right. Now Peters going into the lane, going to give it to Jones. There on the lane for the layup. Up and in. Matt Jones with 8 points. Seventh tie of the night. 4:50 left to play in the third quarter. Two teams knotted up at 29. Here is Boyce with it. He dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the left side of the low block. He can't get the shot to go, but his tip will not go either. But he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. So it will be Makai Boyce at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. Luke Cruz checks back into the game for Mountain Home as Hunter Bashirs will take a seat. Or is it going to be Jones? No, it's going to be Jones heading to the bench. So one more free throw for Makai Boyce. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 6 points. Second shot from Boyce. Rolls around and goes in. He now has 7. And Marion's back on top by a point. 30-29 our score. Gilbert throws it to Benton. Still got to get it across the timeline. Then they finally do. Ball goes to Bashirs on the right wing. To Cruz up at the top. Over to Benton on the left. Down the corner it goes to Peters. Back to Benton. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Bashirs on the right side. Thought about the three. Now gives it up top to Peters. He tries to force it down to Cruz. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Marion. And back the other way. Now Marion's going to turn it over themselves as someone couldn't handle the pass down the paint. And still comes to the Bombers. Here's Benton into the front court. Now tries another no-look pass. Ill-advised. Right into the hands of Patriot. Back the other way, Reeves going up for the layup, good, and Josh Fulcher is going to take a timeout there as Dietrich Reeves Jr. now has 18 points. We'll break with 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 32-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Baylor Cresselius checked in the game during the timeout, replacing Talon Benton. Mountain Home will have the ball with 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. Marion's up 32-29. Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Bashirs. Marion's going with a zone press right now. Gilbert gives it to Cresselius. Back to Gilbert. Now to Bashirs. He gets it into the front court. Gives it to Cruz, but he has the ball knocked away from him from behind. 10th turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Boyce into the front court for the Patriots. Over 3.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Boyce still dribbling up between the circles. Still dribbling up at the top. Now he'll give it on the right side to Caesar. Back, well, Caesar is still inside his possession. Now gives it to Heyman just outside the lane. Now he's going to try to go up for the layup, and his shot will count, and he is fouled. Tristan Heyman hits his first field goal of the night, and now he'll be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number two against the Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:05 left as Heyman's free throw will not go. Offensive rebound for Reeves. He throws it to Cresselius, and then he saves it right to the hands of the Patriots, so the teams exchange turnovers. Jumper by Caesar, no good. Gives it there to Peters on the wing. Now Gilbert has it once again. And he has the ball knocked away from him, but Peters is able to secure it. Now Peters gives it back to Gilbert. He'll take the screen. Now Gilbert going in towards the lane. Now throws up top to Bashirs, over to Cruz on the left side. Back up top to Gilbert. 137 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Now goes down to the corner. Now back out to the wing. Now back to the corner. Now back to the wing, throws up top to Cresselius. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Bader Cresselius with his first 3 points of the night. 36-32, Mountain Home trails Marion by four with 1:12 left of the third quarter. Boyce into the front court, throws over to Reeves on the right side, back up top to Boyce. Now Boyce will dribble to the right wing. 1 minute left to play in this third quarter. Ball goes to Caesar. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound tipped to Colton Peters, and back comes Mountain Home. Peters throws it to Bashirs. Still got to get it across the timeline. They finally do to Peters. Now Peters dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot had the ball knocked away from him, and it's going to be Marion coming up with the basketball. Josh Fulcher wanting a foul call. He's not going to get it. Here is Reeves back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and will head to the free throw line with 31.1 seconds left. Colton Peters just picked up his fourth foul. And that's also the third team foul against the Bombers. Dietrich Reeves Jr. at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 18 points so far this evening. First free throw for Reeves. Good. Matt Jones checking into the game for Mountain Home as he replaces Colton Peters. And Makai Boyce just checked out of the game for Marion as he's replaced by Jaqueline Daniel. And also for Marion, B.J. Johnson checking in for the first time tonight as he'll replace Timothy Caesar. Johnson, a 6'3 junior. One more free throw for Boyce. Second shot is up. No good. Gets one of two, and the rebound comes to Wyatt Gilbert. And now a foul in the backcourt on Marion. That is on Dietrich Reeves Jr., his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Marion. So Boyce is going to come out of the game as he is replaced. I'm sorry, that was Reeves coming out of the game as he is replaced by Timothy Scott. Here's Gilbert into the front court, 20 seconds left of the third quarter. It's a five-point Marion lead. 13 seconds left. Gilbert trying to get some distance between him and his defender. 9 seconds. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Throws up top to Bashirs. 4 seconds. Back to Cruz. He's going to put up the three-pointer to try to beat the buzzer. He can't get it to go. And the rebound comes to Tristan Heyman. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Marion leading Mountain Home 37-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.